Now, Mitch Langberg, of course, partner at the Brownstein Hyatt Law Firm. You can link to him on our Facebook page, Constitutional Genius. Mitch, are you there, my friend?
I am here.
Okay. You know you upset the masses yesterday when you didn't appear on the show.
I feel that if we're always there, you and me, when we're expected, then we get taken for granted.
Interesting. The less is more theory. Okay. Very good. So we're going to cover, let me give the headlines, and then we'll break it down one by one. I have a new update about this dad who beat up the guy molesting his daughter. Beat him to death with his fists, and there's been a ruling on that. We'll cover that. Then we're going to talk Fast and Furious, Obama executive privilege. You'll tell us about that. Then we'll talk about Jerry Sandusky, Dottie Sandusky, etc. Then a woman who wanted to board a Southwest flight, but they wouldn't let her because she was showing too much cleavage. And then a man in Houston who vandalized a Picasso. And then we've got an update about Gary Giordano. You remember the guy down in Aruba who killed Robin Gardner, allegedly, whatever. He wants to claim his life insurance money, and we're going to talk about that. All right, Mitch, you ready?
I am. Let's go.
All right, so this Texas story, a young dad comes home. He finds his daughter being sexually molested by another man. So he pummels this molester with his fists, and the guy dies. A ruling from the Texas court today says that the grand jury will not indict him. This is obviously excellent news. I look at this man as a hero. Give me your take. Are you not surprised by this, that he's going to walk on this? This is fantastic. You'd agree that this is justice.
Yeah, we're not surprised. We talked about this last week, and this is exactly what we anticipated. You have a right to defend yourself and defend others using reasonable force. And in a sexual assault case like this, deadly force can be reasonable force. So he did exactly what anybody would have done in the circumstances. And frankly, the facts of the case demonstrate that as soon as he dealt with the risk by getting the guy off of his daughter and subduing him, and obviously he did it violently, he immediately called 911 and desperately asked for assistance so the guy would not die and did everything he could. So much like law enforcement often does, he shifted from protector of the victim to protector of the assailant once the victim was safe.
Interesting. So this guy went above and beyond the call of duty.
He went above and beyond what I would have done. I'll
right.
That.
Yeah, I'd agree. I'd wait 10 minutes, and then I'd call 911. You know, a little bleeding. The bleeding can take place, right, Mitch?
I don't believe in government-sponsored death penalty, but if anybody touched my kids, there'd be some street justice.
Agree. It's called Texas justice, if I'm not mistaken. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay, very good. All right, let's keep moving. The White House today, when I mean the White House, Barack Obama asserted executive privilege over the Fast and Furious documentation. So the quick summary here, there's a congressional subcommittee trying to investigate what went on with Fast and Furious, which is Obama and his people in, you know, buying guns, then going down to Mexico. And these guns were found in a bunch of crime scenes, including the death of Brian Terry, a Border Patrol guy. And so the Congress is investigating Eric Holder's involvement. Today, Obama issued executive privilege, which means that Eric Holder, the attorney general, does not have to turn over documentation related to Fast and Furious. What do you think about this, Mitch?
Let me say this whole thing from beginning to end is an example of what I feel like politics has become today on both sides, which is just like children who can't get along. And it's the serious business of the people, and here an ATF agent who was killed. So it's unclear, at least to me, what documents the president has asserted executive privilege over. One report says that it's just the documents that relate to the White House's internal discussions about how to deal with publicly the controversy once it came up, in which case it would be a proper assertion of executive privilege. And let's remember that the Department of Justice is a branch of the executive branch. Let me back up for a second for your listeners, because you know, on the news, we keep hearing about this. Let's talk about what executive privilege is. We've got a three-armed form of government, right? We have the executive branch, which is the president and the Department of Justice, for example, the legislative branch, which is Congress, and the judicial branch. And they're supposed to be equal power. And in order to keep these equal powers, one of the things that the Supreme Court has acknowledged is that while they may have oversight over each other, one cannot go delving into things that are uniquely assigned by the Constitution to the individual branches. And so they've given the